Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Good afternoon, everybody. On this chilly, chilly Sunday afternoon, looking forward to what's coming up at 5 o'clock. If you have been sleeping and hibernating, you might know that the Bears are playing. We are going to have a very quick show, so let's speak quickly and let's get our first guest on right away. You have all heard of Renee Good, the mother of three, who was shot and killed by federal immigration officers up in Minneapolis. She hired a prominent Chicago law firm this past week to represent her interest and the family's interest in getting answers and accountability for her death. Romanucci and Blandin is a nationally recognized firm concentrating in, among other things, personal injury, medical malpractice, and police misconduct. They've successfully represented many, many high-profile clients, including George Floyd and the family of the victims of the Highland Park shooting. And with us today, the founding partner, Antonio Romanucci, who is a friend of the show and one of the best lawyers I know who stands up for the little guy. Antonio, thank you so much for joining us. I know you're very busy, and I appreciate your time. How are you today?
Karen, thank you so much for having me on the show. Much appreciated.
I want to know, now, the Justice Department this week announced there will be no investigation into the conduct of the officer who shot Renee Good. Tell us how unusual that is, and what does that signal to you?
Well, if you look at it in context, Karen, I mean, it's very unusual. Anytime that there's an officer-involved shooting, even if you look at it as basic as the local level, there's always an investigation. There always is some evidence gathering, some facts that are put together in order for prosecutors to come up with a decision whether there is indeed enough evidence to prosecute a crime. Now, it's no coincidence that a bevy of prosecutors in Minneapolis, federal prosecutors, resigned this week because they saw that there is no investigation being conducted. But on the other hand, who is being investigated? We hear that Mayor Fry and Governor Walz are the ones being investigated and not the shooter in this case. So it's extremely unusual.
And I also heard that Renee Good's spouse, there was talk about investigating her. And for what reason? Is there any reason that you could possibly see that they would be investigating her?
Well, first of all, we have heard absolutely nothing about Rebecca being investigated. So we don't know anything about it, and we don't anticipate there being an investigation. But if there is one, I think it should be quashed almost immediately, because if there is an investigation into anybody, it should be the shooter first. He's the one who pulled the trigger. It is protocol to always investigate police-involved shootings. And it would be an absolute shame and disgrace if indeed the government is turning this around and blaming victims here as opposed to investigating the shooting. That's what needs to be investigated, is the shooting.
I'm here with Antonio Romanucci, who is from a local law firm who's been hired by Renee Good, the mother of the Minneapolis woman killed by ICE agents. Antonio, tell me, from what you have seen thus far on the videos, what do you see happened here according to, I guess, what you have now, which may not be what you have down the line?
Well, why don't we just look at what we see as opposed to conclude what it is that happened, because I don't want to pass judgment. Let's not reach a verdict until we do have all the facts. But here's what we do see, that the officer was holding a cell phone camera in one hand and eventually shot with the other. We know that squarely at one point in time, he was pointing the camera directly at Renee while he was standing in front of the car. Now, why is that significant? That's significant, Karen, because police practices, reasonable police practices, state that an officer should never put himself in what's called jeopardy or danger. And he placed himself within feet of the front of the car, knowing that the car, that there was somebody behind the driver's wheel, anticipating that the car would move. And so knowing that, he placed himself in a situation of potential known danger. Within a split second after that, he drew his weapon and shot three times and killed Renee. So without, again, passing judgment, we know that Renee was turning the car, turning the steering wheel of the car away from where Jonathan Ross was standing, not towards. Therefore, how can it be defined as a vehicle that was ramming someone when it was moving away from him as opposed towards him? And of course, it was moving at a very slow speed. So that's what we see so far, and that's what really needs to be deep dived on and forensically analyzed, possibly frame by frame, but not excluding the fact that we must consider the totality of the circumstances. Of course, we can look at one frame and say, oh, okay, well, I'm going to reach a conclusion. But indeed, what we must do is look at not only the entirety of the event as it's captured on video, but even the before and aftermath of it.
So you filed a motion to preserve evidence. Can you tell our listeners what this motion is and why you filed it and what you hope it will glean?
Yes. This is a very important document that we served the United States government with and all the agencies that we believe that are involved or would have information. It's a letter of preservation, and think of it as a brick. We're asking the government to place a brick or not do anything with the evidence that we think could assist in our civil investigation. That includes any photographic evidence, videographic evidence, telephone calls, text messages, documents, police practices. We're asking them to ensure that it's stored in a safe place, that it's electronically stored so that it doesn't get deleted, that none of the evidence in the case, for example, including the car, that none of it is tested without our consent or without us being there. That everything that you could think of that's evidence in this case that the government may land its hands on, that it must preserve it. We're not saying that they can't use it in their investigation, but that they must preserve it so that we have equal access to it.
And then is it fair to say that you are going to hire your own investigators to conduct a thorough investigation into what happened here?
Absolutely. I don't think we have a choice because As we've all heard, the United States government and the FBI has said that they will not allow the state of Minnesota or any of the local governments to investigate with them. So, in other words, that means that there are going to be parallel investigations, that they won't, that there's no cooperation. So the government will investigate, local governments will investigate in Minnesota. And then that leaves also our civil investigation as another parallel investigation. And yes, we will have to hire our own investigators, our own consultants, and we're going to have to do with what we can get as opposed to what all the evidence the government may have, which we know is pretty much squarely in their control.
I know you're busy, and I know you've got a lot going on here, Antonio. I really appreciate you checking in with us, and please come on again to let us know how this is going. Thank you so much for joining us. Antonio Ramanucci of Ramanucci and Blandin, one of the best firms in the nation. Can you give out your contact information for my listeners?
Thank you, Karen. Absolutely. Our phone number is 312-458-1000. And the email address, if anybody would like it, is info@rblaw.net.
Thank you so much, and Happy New Year to you, Antonio.
Thank you, Karen. Same to you.